Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yesterday, while I was napping, I think is what I did yesterday. I don't know. John did something that I usually enjoy, believe it or not. Because when I go to this place, I get some gas.
You get the happy juice?
Yeah, a little happy juice. And that would be, of course, the dentist.
Yes, and I did. I went yesterday. Was the annual teeth cleaning and the checkup. And you know, everything checked out fine. And,
good.
And I didn't have to have any work done yesterday. But every time I walk into the dentist office, you hear the drill. You hear the noise. You hear it. Yes, and it just it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And no, that's not the mullet we were talking about. It sends chills down my spine. I just can't handle it. And I'm wondering for other people. I'm sure that the drill at the dentist is one of those noises.
Yeah.
But what is the noise that just is the worst noise, most annoying sound in the world to you? What makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up? What gives you chills down your spine every single time you hear it?
248-539-9797. I think this one's it for me.
What's it?
That's Dan Leach.
Dan Leach.
The hair on my back goes crazy. You know what's really about, you know, because that is almost number one. And then, look, I haven't been in a classroom in a long time, but, you know.
I'm hard.
Well, no, that doesn't.
Oh, my gosh.
The nails on the chalkboard?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't have chalkboards anymore.
Yeah, I understand that. I'll tell you what noise really is crazy. When you have a real small, like a chihuahua, a dog with a really whiny, high shriek bark.
Uh-huh.
Oh, drives me nuts. It's like you're not really a dog.
It makes you cringe every time you hear it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go away and just have ranch dressing or something. No. You're not mad.
A bowl of ranch.
Yeah. You're not masculine enough to be a dog. that shrieking sound. Oh, it's really bad.
Oh, Heather, do you have a noise?
Yeah, I've got several that cause the hairs on my, you know, arms and neck to stand up. One, obviously, is the dentist drill. I hate the dentist. I have a huge phobia of them. So that's number one. I'm terrified of bees. So, like, the sound of a bee buzzing, like, if there's a bee kind of around my ear or buzzing in my ear, that does it. I mean, I'm running.
Are you allergic?
Not only is the hair standing on my arms, but I'm running away. And then there's two other ones that I have. Chewing, the sound of somebody chewing, in particular, my husband. Like, I can't even.
It hurts, makes me Stony.
Cringe. Come on, I'm the worst, Heather.
Yeah, but like other, it's there's just something about it because it's him, I think. I don't know what it is. And then the sound of somebody vomiting. The sound of somebody vomiting makes me want to vomit as well. And I don't hear it very often. I mean, I'm not around people who vomit anymore, but. If I hear vomiting, it makes me want to vomit.
Ooh.
Yeah, those four sounds are my least favorite.
Let's go to Alex in Clarkston. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Alex.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. The sound that irritates me the most is when my kids are doing their homework and they try to erase something, but they have no eraser. It's just a metal of a pencil running on the paper.
Oh.
It makes my brain fold inside out.
That's a great description.
Uh-huh.
Do they?
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah. Do they even make those little erasers anymore? You know, the rubber little erasers that you used to use?
Oh, yeah. You put on they look like a little pyramid almost on the top of your pencil.
No,
or
I'm not even talking about the one on the pencil.
One.
The handheld one? Yeah, sure. Yeah. They make those. Yeah. Sell them in bulk.
Mine currently is my son, Sam, youngest, still whining, like a 3-year-old, but he's 7.5.
Oh.
And he goes into his constant cry mode when he doesn't get something that he wants, or it's time for video time to end. Man.
It just sends you through the roof.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Tom in Bloomfield. What's going on?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm a dental student, second year of dental school, and I know you guys are saying you hate that sound. Imagine listening to it every single day for the rest of your life. Believe it or not, we have dentists 20 years into their career going deaf. And actually, I have a first cousin who's fully deaf, and he's in he's actually just graduated dental school. He's a dentist, and props to him for doing that, being deaf. But he does say that's one thing that he gets a lot of praise for is not being able to hear the drill.
Did you ever watch the movie Marathon Man, anybody?
No,
I didn't.
Okay. It's an older movie. Dustin Hoffman's in it with, I think it was Laurence Olivier, whatever. And it's about a guy who was a Nazi, and they found out he was a Nazi. And he does this, there's this scene where he's in the dental chair, and they're giving him pain. Yes.
Yes.
Purpose.
Yes.
It is just one of the most brutal scenes in movie history.
There is
Zal.
There's a movie. I think it's a horror movie called The Dentist.
Oh gosh.
And they'll show. It's probably one of the last horror movies. Probably why I don't like horror movies anymore. And they'll show. Or they show a dentist actually drilling into somebody's tooth to create that pain, and it's the noise, it's the screams, it's everything that goes into it. And I do have to hand that my dentist is terrific, right? I have never felt pain. They're always checking. It's fine. It's just the noise. If you could put a muffler on that drill, why can't we get that done? In the year of 2021, why can't we get a muffler on the drill of a dentist?
That's a great idea. Get somebody, you know, you're a handy guy. You could probably figure it out. You get it and you patent it.
I'm on it.
Boom.
You know what? Hey, Shark Tank, here I come.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, yes. You could do. Or how about this?
TM.
What they should, you know what they should do? Like they do it, you know, on the airplane. They should give all the people who are in the dental chair headphones or, you know, little earplugs so they don't have to hear it.
Yeah, but then they, you know, that you can't answer questions.
Good.
You can't answer questions anyway.
Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable. They always do that.
How's your day going? Yeah. Well,
exactly.
Let me tell you.
I hear your mother's having an affair with the milkman. Boy, anyway. And then, they're never yes or no questions.
Never.
What
do you think the Lions should do this year in the draft? I don't know. Leave me alone. All right. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. And I do want to read some of these ticket texts. John went to the dentist. As everybody, he hates the sound of the drill. So we're asking, what's your worst sound? There's some really interesting ones here. Worst sound in the world to me is the sound of silverware scratching against each other or against a dinner plate. It is the absolute worst.
Mm, that is bad. Like a knife?
Yes.
When you're cutting something and it scratches against the plate? Ooh, yeah. That's bad.
Like iron on iron. The screaming of a tantrumy 2-year-old or scratching fingernails on nylons.
Scratching fingernails on nylons. Huh. I don't remember that being bad.
I know. Brian in Westland, people snoring. Doesn't matter who or where. It's absolutely awful for me to hear. My wife gives me so much crap about my snoring, and rightfully so, but she snores every once in a while, too. And she goes, no, I don't. And I have a little video of her, you know, every once in a while. You know,
pop out the evidence.
See? Yeah, you snore, too. Uh-huh. It's okay. Silverware falling on the table or a floor. Doesn't do anything bad for me.
No, me either. I guess I could see that or hear it.
We have a lot of kids' tantrum ones. How about this? A really good one. The garbage truck with crappy brakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always know when it arrives.
Yeah, that's true. Nails on aluminum side doors or siding makes me cringe every time. How many times do you do that, though?
I don't know. It depends who's inside, I guess.
Chewing ice. I know, to me, it doesn't bother me, but I know that's a common one.
The people don't like hearing you chew ice?
Yes.
Huh. I don't think I've ever heard that.
The sound of a blinker drives me nuts. Rarely used in my car. Well, if you're talking to somebody on Bluetooth or speaker and they or have their blinker going, it is really loud.
Yeah.
So I get that one. My wife hates the sound of styrofoam carryout containers rubbing against each other in the back of the car. That is a great one.
Yes, it is.
Styrofoam on styrofoam crime is very difficult. A leaf blower, hands down. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
Shuffling cards, the worst.
Oh, I kind of like that sound.
Yeah. It's not a bad one. And finally, damn squeaking basketball shoes.
Makes it hard to watch a ball game.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of do too. It's like the crack of the bat.
Unfortunately, with no fans, you hear them a lot right now.
Yeah,
that's for damn sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.